The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Mean Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy, and I just punched the NOS.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin.
No.
What?
No, Justin and I were bringing like a high energy thing, and you kind of came in scary.
No, I think the wild man.
I was pretty bad. Yeah, let me go at it a different way, because a lot of people, when they say like he's the bad boy, like he talks like this, but he could also be a bad boy, like, yeah, I'm Griffin.
Because you do that, and then do some like sound effects, like some mouth sounds, kind of.
Sure,
thing?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Griffin. Because you know he's up to some shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's really weak in the juice.
He is a bad boy.
I feel like he's a lowercase b bad boy, as opposed to like capital B's all around. And we're like, I'm a bad boy.
I'm over here with fucking Nobzilla and the Wolfman.
I'm just a bad boy.
You sound like you're like the third host, but also you live in the vents and we can't get rid of you.
Don't open that closet.
Oh boy, that's the prize closet. If you want something out of there, it's your own risk.
I have a confession to make. Almost every episode, I tend to start now by Googling Britney Spears to see like how she's doing.
Yep.
Because I feel like she's on a sort of like power groove that no one is, like, people aren't clocking it.
It's a quest in the fantastical sense that, like, people rarely actually go on.
She's like and this is not a mocking of Britney Spears. She's just on some like very next level shit, and is very much like having a personal journey that is completely about her own power and her own shit. So I just like to Google Britney Spears just to see like what is going on right now over there at that camp. Fucking first headline that pops up from one day ago: Britney Spears makes eye-opening discovery after watching Tim Burton's Big Eyes.
How did that make the news?
Okay, may I read the quote as to what the eye-opening discovery
was? No. I've got the story here. I'm on this tip. Don't fucking Google Britney Spears after I already Googled her. If you wanted to make it a thing, you should have given it a segment name. The 38-year-old pop star took to Instagram on Saturday, August 8th, in the year of our Lord 2020, to gush about Tim Burton, her favorite director in the whole world, and his 2014 drama about American painter Margaret Keane. She gives a short synopsis of the film, which stars Amy Adams and Christopher Waltz, by any stretch of the imagination, a minor Tim Burton work that does, I'll admit, have its moments. And here's her quote. "It was very weird. The same day I watched this movie, I did a mini photo shoot, and look how freaking big my eyes were," the singer wrote alongside the photo shoot pictures. "I mean, my eyes have never been that big. It's actually kind of crazy, and they aren't retouched at all. Coincidence, maybe?" She said, and this is powerful, I think. "If the power of what you see and hear can influence your life that much, I mean, literally stay away from bad people and raise your awareness with high energy people. That's what I learned from this. And watch Big Eyes while you're at it." Thank you.
And then it says hashtag ad, which is weird.
Hashtag ad for the 2014 Sony Pictures film. No. For 2014's Big Eyes.
I wish somebody would make a movie called Strong Muscles, Big Wiener. Because that would be sick to channel that.
So that's Britney Spears just coming in. I would just hope I started recording. I jumped in on the boys. Normally we talk about what we're going to talk about at the beginning. I started the recording and just absolute called shot. Like, I hope Britney Spears is on some dope shit. And there she is. Just Britney talking about how good 2014 Big Eyes is. Did you guys see Big Eyes?
No. No, I can't say I did.
It's good. It's an okay little flick. That's what I'll say. It's okay.
This has been Big Eyes Watch, I guess.
More like Britney watches Big Eyes Watch.
Yeah, we're watching.
Oh, damn. Let's revisit. Let's do Britney Watch Scoob Watch. Get her take on Scoob. Hey, can we start doing the show? I feel like we got a lot of gas in the tank.
And I have, if
it's not Riddle Me Piss, then you can.
It's not Riddle Me Piss.
Okay.
This is a different thing. I wanted to say thank you to everybody. We finished the Max Fun Drive. It was very surprisingly.
What do you think? Just play along at home, or
a lot of people were giving, and we weren't expecting all that support. It means the world. So we always talk about how people support. We like to put back into the show.
Feels like play along at home.
So I made a bit of an investment here, and I wasn't sure how this was going to play out. But I have a special guest here. Hey everybody, it's me, Dave Matthews.
Oh.
My friend Travis reached out to me and asked permission to use some of my songs, and he told me his idea, and I said, only if I can play two little baby.
Dave, it's so cool to have you on the show. How have your sort of journeys been going, man? Tell me, any recent pilgrimages?
Mostly into my own mind. Just
that's probably for the best, because of your sort of irresponsible sort of treatment of human waste while you are on.
I've got a bad track record with my duty.
Yeah,
and I still feel bad about that.
Say out loud what you did. Like the court ordered you to do?
Well, it wasn't me, but my tour bus was filled with Dave Matthews shit.
Well, not just Dave Matthews, the shit of
the band shit. Yes.
If you think about how healthy that band eats, it's probably just Cliff Bars, though, huh? Just a big tank full of Cliff Bars.
We get a lot of roughage. And then my tour manager dumped it over the side of a bridge in Chicago, if I remember correctly, and it landed on a boat full of people.
Yeah.
And I still feel real terrible about that.
Yeah, you should feel, but even if it hadn't landed on a boat full of people, Dave Matthews, you shouldn't make your boat shit over a bridge.
Well, in recompense, I haven't pooped in over 20 years.
Fantastic. So
I will say about Dave Matthews, though, a lot of celebs have some black marks on their career. I do have to say, in the grand scheme of things, he made his bus take a shit on a boat. It's not the worst.
No.
It's not the worst.
So Travis and I have cooked up a little game for you all, and here's the theme song. We fish at each other, wondering what the other is fishing. I remember being fish, laying under the table and fishing. Thank you, Dave. I'll take it from here. So this game is called Laying Under the Table and Fishing. And what we've got here, I've got a collection of Dave Matthews lyrics and fish lyrics.
Like the band PH.
The band Fish. And I'm going to read them. And these different rounds, it can be any combination of Dave Matthews Band lyrics and Fish lyrics. And Justin Griffin, I want you to guess which is which.
I think we understand.
I unironically enjoy both of these bands. Is
I do
that
as
about
well.
To be challenged?
No, I do as well. Okay. I do as well. They just have a similar jam feeling.
I mean, Ants Marching slaps ass, and I will cede a few more points to Mr. Matthews.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to jump back in here. A lot of my music slaps ass, Griffin. It's very good. I'm very proud of it.
All right.
Proud of everything I've done in my life.
Dave, can I talk to Travis?
Like when you made your bus take a shit on a boat.
Yes, I'd feel terrible about that. I've already said I've been blocked up for years because of the guilt.
You're kind of turning into a Southern grandpa, Dave Matthews Band.
Well, I go back. No one really knows where I'm from.
South Africa.
Maybe. I don't even know anymore. I've traveled so much. All right. Now, sorry, Dave. Sorry, we're running out of time here, Dave. All right. Round
feels
one.
Feels like it. Boy, it feels like it more and more every episode.
Round one. Caught you just then. Hands were in the cookie jar. How can we share when you sneak up and go? I've no intention of losing my beard. How they design, and then we go again.
Fish.
I'm going to say fish just because Trey Anastasio oft has a beard, and I don't think I've ever seen Dave Matthews.
And he loves cookies.
Incorrect. That is Dave Matthews from Kit Kat Jam.
Damn it.
He did a song called Kit Kat Jam?
Kit Kat Jam. Loves those. Give me a break.
Whoa, that was weird. You picked up the sentence right where Travis left off.
Travis and I have been together so long now, we finish each other's sentences. All right.
You've been there for all of Travis's major recent life events, like when he picked up a not great Dave Matthews impression.
Well, I live inside Travis now. It's a being John Malkovich journey we're on. Yeah. All right. Next lyric. I had to get away. I was losing my interest. Instead of expanding my world, I was just scanning Pinterest.
Okay, wait. I want to say Dave Matthews. That feels too concrete for fish.
I'm going to say fish every round and hope that I get some right.
Griffin is correct. That is fish. Things people do. Okay,
that's
one more
round.
Great
name for a song. Great name for a tune.
Woman, please, I'm in your possession. You are my obsession. Let me go down. Down.
If I don't hop on that boat when Justin feels so certain about it and get dumped on by that beautiful band's bus.
Hop on the boat, Griffin. Yeah. Yes, that is correct. Because Dave Matthews Band 7. So it's Justin 1, Griffin 2. Okay, you ready? Round 2. And then one day, you find to your intense delight that 3 wrong turns can really make a right. So why not be like me? Be proud of all your crimes. Because when I screw up once, I do it 2 more times.
That's fish.
That is David Matthews Man.
I'm the David Matthews Man. No, it is fish. Justin's correct. It's 2-2. That's from Fish's Blaze On. Next one. I can't stop thinking about you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why would I want to? I like coffee with toast and jelly, but I'd rather be licking from your back to your belly.
Fucking Dave Matthews. Are you kidding me?
I think I'm going to.
It's obviously Dave Matthews.
Whoever it is, I'm wearing a wire, and I've been waiting for this moment to arrest David Matthews, man.
It was me, David Matthews, from my song Shake Me Like a Monkey.
Okay.
If you fucking
that
Dave.
That sucks,
if
Dave.
If a lyric, here's a hint, there's my secret tip. If a lyric sends you looking for a hang-up button that does not exist, who is this?
Hey, Dave.
How did you get this number?
David Matthews, man, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Is it one uninterrupted lick?
Yes.
Okay, which axis do you rotate the woman on?
I have a lathe.
I'm glad you have a woman lathe, David Matthews, man.
I only use it consensually.
No, I know, but does it go
and
sort
concentrically.
Of...
concentrically.
Okay, but...
Little baby!
Fantastic. You're dodging the question. Do you go... Height wise, or do you know what I mean? Like from back
to your
belly. It
depends on the day.
It shouldn't. That's a great deal of distance different. If you go from her back and then you go around her like side of her tummy to her belly button, you're traveling, half of the width circumference
mm-hmm.
of the what. But if you go from back and then over her head and down her face, or down the butt. Is another option, Dave. And I feel like we're talking about a few different sort of tongue experiences.
It all depends on how much time I have in my schedule.
Are there more?
There are more.
Dave? Okay.
Round 3. Currently, I believe it's 2-2.
Okay.
Oh, no, 3-3.
How could it possibly be round 3?
If you give, you begin to live. If you give, you begin to live. You begin, you get the world. If you give, you begin to give. You get the world, you get the world. If you give, you begin to live.
Dave. That was you, Dave, wasn't it?
I'm going to say fish because that feels like a jam sort of lyric.
It was me, Dave Matthews. I can't. I don't know what that means.
Dave Matthews, man, kind of breaks sometimes, and you gotta get a little needle and you gotta push it in his little reset indentation, and it's either on his back or his belly.
In his dimple. That was Dave.
That's
wow,
Dave.
Congratulations.
Okay, so it's 4-3. Griffin is winning, and that's from the song "You Might Die Trying." Okay, next one.
Legally, you have to tell me how many more fucking questions there are left.
One last one. I'm not all bad, but I'm a faithful sinner. I might get lost, but I'll be home for dinner. Fish. If God don't like me, he can send me to hell. But I love the way you love me, girl. I love the way you move.
I need to change to Dave.
It's Dave. If he says that, if he mentions girl, I feel like Fish doesn't fuck like that. Dave Matthews Band is like, get on my lathe, girl. I'm going to say Dave Matthews Man.
It was the Dave Matthews Man.
Yes.
Griffin wins 5-4, but it was a good battle.
Dave Matthews, every lyric Dave Matthews writes is like a very creative pervert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every song that Fish writes is like a harlequin with gout. If it's a medieval harlequin or some sort of like jester in a dark carnival, that feels more like Fish.
I just want to remind everyone that my song Crash is about a man spying on a woman through a window. I love songs about perverts.
Yeah. Stop getting married to it.
I love perverts. I might not be one myself, but I celebrate their whole deal. Thank you so much for having me. Do you guys have any snacks or a bathroom I could use?
Okay, goodbye. Thank you, Dave. This is our advice show, obviously.
Oh, you're kidding me. We're 16 minutes in. We're just now laying out. I don't think we can say that fucking anymore.
It is.
It's a Dave Matthews show where we sometimes tell people what to do.
I'm in an air travel related pickle. Next month, I'm moving from Japan to the Czech Republic. I'm in the midst of packing things to ship over, which is expensive as shit. And I got 3 hats I refuse to part with. A couple of bowlers and a wide brim hat. Right. Problem is they don't fit in the last box or my suitcase. I can already see what you're about to ask. And so how many hats is too many hats to wear on an airplane without getting caught, stopped? How many hats can I wear before I'm too suspicious? And that's from Mariah.
Okay. I can say from experience, I have worn 1 hat and I've had to remove it so they could pat my hair and tell me I'm a good boy.
Yeah. And then they smelled their hand for a long time.
Yeah.
Too long after that.
I will just say 1 hat. And now I think you're asking several questions here, Mariah, right? Because I don't know about the travel laws of either Japan or Czech Republic, but I don't think there's anything illegal about wearing more than 1 hat onto an airplane.
No, I mean, we can't wager a guess at the sort of cultural differences that would sort of aid us in answering this question. I do think we can say that I can't imagine a society where 3 hats is great.
Well, I want to hit you guys with a question. This is a theoretical question. Okay. Is there a place that is less suspicious to put a second hat than on top of the first hat? Because I'm sitting here thinking about it, like, what if you put it here or here or here? I feel like any place you put the second hat is going to be more weird than on top of the first hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Could you safety pin the hats together?
Okay.
So that 1 hat goes on top of your head and the other 2 hang down on either side of your head.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and just call it fashion.
Well, because this is fashion.
It's fashion.
I feel like you could have 1 on a carabiner on your waist.
That's fucking just says, great, Juice.
Yeah.
That's like, listen, I don't know what this day is going to hold. This hat could get, I don't know, ruined.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And I don't, maybe
blown away by a jet engine.
Could get blown away by a jet engine, confiscated by a handsy TSA agent. Yep. No one knows. But I think having 1, I think you could do 1 in a on your waist, on your belt hook.
And for the 3rd, let me suggest a big teddy bear. You put that hat on the teddy bear.
That's fuck. Great.
That's actually not bad, Travis. Hey, God damn it.
Well, I mean, it is. You've added, all you've done there is added a tremendous amount of bulk to your hat.
It is one of your carry-ons. Yeah, it now becomes a carry-on. But you can't carry on a hat. You can't be like, I have 2 carry-ons, my backpack and this hat.
I mean,
and that's good for going through security too, because you're carrying a giant bear wearing a hat. And they'll say, that's adorable. And you're like, yeah, his name is Mr. Not Filled with Drugs.
Okay, wait.
Don't test him.
Let me ask you guys something.
Come here, Dr. Uzi Belly.
What is more suspicious? 2 hats or 3 hats?
2 hats is way more suspicious than 3 hats.
Agreed.
Yeah, because here's the thing that's fucked up about what Travis said about it being fashion, is if I saw somebody with 2 hats, I would think it was some sort of like shell game where something terrible is underneath one of the hats. If I see three hats on the person, I'll be like, that must be the style.
Right.
For some
three
for
hats,
something.
You're doing a thing.
Right.
You're doing
right?
a thing. Yeah.
Now it's an affectation.
Two hats, you're being an asshole.
Right. Two hats, you might have put on a hat forgetting you already had a hat on.
That's what I'm saying. Two hats, this is my argument. Two hats raises the, and I think this is what we're finally getting to the meat of here. Two hats raises the question of, did they not remember that they had already placed a hat on their
correct.
Head?
Right.
Three, there's just no way. We've kissed plausibility goodbye. It's a choice you're making.
Now,
and I can get on board with that if it's a choice. You've chosen this.
I just remembered the types of hats we are talking about here, and it is two bowlers and a wide-brimmed hat.
Oh, easy. So you go bowler, wide-brimmed hat sandwich, bada-bing, bada-boom, yeah. Fashion.
That is the way to do it, yeah. I guess my question is, and please, Mariah, do not take this as a personal judgment on you, but there is no way to get through this sentence without it being explicitly that. Why do you need these hats?
Why do cool you... hats, Griffin.
Two bowlers and a wide brim hat feels like when you're, especially when you're doing an uprooting of your life from one sort of region to another.
Yeah, clean slate.
I think you should clean slate it. When I moved from Cincinnati to Chicago, I threw so much stuff in the dumpsters right behind the shitty apartment that Travis and I lived in. I threw several swords away. You think I wanted to keep those swords?
Yes.
Absolutely, I did.
I'm
starting over. I'm rebooting my life. Maybe now in your new life, your Czech Republic life, you just have one hat that you're very proud of.
May, what if you wore all three hats, and as you walked into the terminal, you just kept shouting, "Hats for sale!
50
I've got hats for sale!" Mm-hmm. And then you go through security, and then you continue yelling, "Hats for sale! Hats!" And then everyone's like, why is that person wearing so many hats? Oh, obviously, it's because they're for sale. Now, obviously, there's a downside here. There is a risk where someone buys your hat
and then you don't have any more. Yeah.
But that's a choice. I mean, at least you got that going for you now. You can buy another hat when you get there.
Yes.
I would make the argument at the risk of being too pragmatic about it. If you can't wear all three of these hats at the same time, you probably don't need three hats.
Thank you.
Huh. Well, yeah. Huh. But what about coordinating with different outfits?
Just get rid of the outfits that match the other two hats.
Ah, but they only have three outfits.
It's like, have you never seen Doug? Like, just wear the same outfit and the same hat.
All right, Doug never wore a bowler.
He would have been chomping fucking BB's style if he did that.
That's true.
Can we taskmaster this a little bit and like try and wide? I think there's a way to do this without it being weird at all. Wide brim hat goes on the head. There is nowhere else that is going to go. The brim is far too wide. One bowler, you put some elastic on it and put that around your face. That's your mask. And that's
okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Now we just have one more hat to conceal. And I feel like so far, boys, I've done the lion's share of the work on this.
Okay.
Tell me where the other hat goes, where it's not going to be weird.
You're going
Don't say
to...
under the shirt and say it's like no. a tummy. Okay.
No. You're going to clip two straps onto it, sling it over your shoulders. Now it's like a hat pack, you know? It's kind of like, that's like a cool looking backpack. It looks like just like a bowler.
Thanks. It's a hat.
Thanks. It's just a regular hat.
What do you keep?
You like take off to show them and just like packs of loose gum fall out of it. It's very bad and ineffective. It's a hat pack.
What
it's
do you keep pack. In it? What do you keep in it?
The hat. It takes my hat from one to another.
I do think, though, you could do the, like, neck thing. Like, hang it like a safari guy from your neck hanging to your back. And maybe no one would question it. I think you might be able to get away with that, actually.
I actually think, now that I'm thinking about it, with all the TSA agents here in the United States that I've encountered, they would be like, are there drugs or a bomb or whatever in that? And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, then just please keep moving.
Please
we have a lot
moving.
Of people to get through, and I don't care about your dumbass hats.
Hey, can I do a Yahoo?
Please.
I'm so excited for this one. It's sent by the prospector, Merritt Palmer.
Mariah, I'm not saying your hats are dumb. I'm saying all my hats are dumb.
No, I'm not saying Mariah's hats are dumb. I'm saying two of them are.
Okay.
And you, and one of them is good, and that's the one to really invest in.
Okay.
It's this Yahoo's asked by Yahoo Answers user Hanging Bat. And I'll be honest with you, boys, I mostly want to talk about this one for the responses. Hanging Bat asks, poll, if you were a recipe, what ingredients would I need? Big open mouth smiley face emoticon.
Is this a sexy thing?
I mean,
you read it like that.
It's on Yahoo Answers, so it's gonna be for some people.
Okay. If I was a recipe, not what food would I be, but what ingredients?
Yeah. Huh. So we have 10 responses to this. Okay. 10 Yahoo Answers users have weighed in, and given their personal. I'm on allrecipes.com looking at these users' recipes to make them as human beings as they are known on the earth today. And each one is a slam dunk in a different way, which I've never really seen before. And I would like to just sort of do them. These are from 2 days ago, by the way. Merrick got this one hot and fresh out the kitchen. P says, everything sweet and a large oven. Tongue sticking out emoticon. Weasel McWeasel says, a healthy dose of no quit with a liberal splash of charm and wit.
Now
that's good,
but those aren't ingredients that you can buy. I can't go to the store and be like, where is your don't quit?
Travis, you can't approach this. I need you to come at this with the open and honest heart of a child's eyes.
I mean, okay? I understand that, but I was sitting here thinking about, I don't know, some salt. Like, I was, like, trying to do it.
Travis's recipe is a fucking little pair of glasses he can push up his nose when he's being an asshole.
Pince nez. Please.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you.
This one's, Little Big Man says, a heart, and as the song goes, handle me with care. you know the song from, I guess, the composer Handel? Me with care. Cheese Brain does say tequila, mix orange juice, or some Sprite will be fine. Add loads of ice. That's a screwdriver, I think.
But those are ingredients.
It's not a screwdriver.
If you want to make Travis, you need blood and bones and skin and some goo for the eyeballs.
But what of the soul?
I don't know. Call God. Don't put a soul in there.
All right. Elliot, that's rough. Elliot the Corgi says lots of fur, vanilla ice cream, and a cozy hoodie, hun. And then
wait,
a dog.
Lots of
and then
fur?
Lots of fur. Please let me finish.
Okay.
This one got, this is the only one of these 10 answers. You can give the answers a thumbs up or a thumbs down. This one has two thumbs up and one thumbs down. It's the only one that somebody said, no. Lots of fur, vanilla ice cream, and a cozy hoodie, hun, and then a dog emoji. And I don't know if the dog is part of it.
Okay, read the username.
Elliot the Corgi.
Thank you. It's a corgi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Got the ability to use a computer.
Then why the hoodie?
Now, the hoodie is a good question because it's weird enough you're on the internet. You don't need to draw more attention to yourself by wearing a hoodie.
Dogs have nature's hoodie.
And I love a corgi too. But that is, and please, corgi user, actually go ahead and tweet at me, corgi lovers. They're not the best smelling breed of dog. They got that coarse hair. They sweat a lot. They're low to the ground. They pick up a lot of detritus. I don't want to continue.
What is the best smelling
recycling
dog,
that? What's the best smelling dog?
Uh huh.
Chocolate lab.
Because it smells like chocolate. Is that what? Is that what you mean?
ABCA me.
Griffin, I'm sorry. Does it smell like chocolate?
Yeah, ABCAME says egg whites, granulated sugar, cream of tartar. Nobody's quite sure. Vanilla extract. So that's Travis, actually.
Yes,
Travis,
thank you.
My friend fucking Hal A. Pino says high octane grain alcohol matches and the ability to run really, really, really fast.
Can you handle it?
Nice.
Just the idea that if someone was like, how fast do you run? Like, really, really, really fast.
We're going to burn some shit down. Why? Because we're making this Yahoo Answers user in the lab. Here, I'm going to read the ingredients to this one first, and then I'll read the username. Just a vat of high fructose corn syrup and a mold that looks like a roach. Huh. And that's from Yahoo Answers user, Gummy Roach.
Oh.
They didn't make this account to answer this question. They have answered 8,634 questions. They have 314,000 points. This is a power user. This person's name I can't read because it's made out of weird characters, but I think it might say Shadow. Shadow says spice, spice, and more spice. Know why, don't ya? Spice as hot as pepper's spice, so hot you can't handle it. I'm talking about Carolina Reaper hot, the world's hottest pepper. So okay. I guess just one ingredient. I guess Shadow is just a big pepper?
Also, Shadow, I don't want to tell you this, but spice is like a category of food. Like, you wouldn't, like, in a recipe, be like, you know, add eggs and butter and some spice.
This username is corrupted in some way. I can't read it. It's just like two blank boxes. It says passion fruit and Turkish delight. So they're bringing up the rear with the weakest result there. But
yeah.
But I do like, I like any of these that I could go, okay, well, I'm going to make this person. The gummy roach, I could make that.
You could make like, that one wins Travis's prize.
Right, but if it's like, can't do attitude and a whole bunch of don't quit, can you handle that? I'm like, that's not helpful. That's like if I said how to make a cake and you said lots of sweet and delicious. Fuck you. That's nothing.
I feel like that could get most people there, though.
Yeah.
If I said make a cake and they said, what do I need to make it? I say, you just need some delicious in there. They'd be like, I'm on it.
Now, Yahoo Answers user Hanging Bat responded, updated the question 3 days ago that said, too hot to handle, lol. And I don't know what that's no fucking idea what that's responding to. I'm guessing the Carolina Reaper one? Did they win? What, anyway, what was the recipe for you two boys?
For mine, it would be can-do attitude and don't quit and three eggs and some blood.
Mine would be probably neutral colored shorts.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you could just kind of improvise the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like the neutral colored shorts are so essential to my recipe. Yeah. Like my recipe on all recipes would be like neutral shorts soup and then in parentheses, Griffin McElroy soup.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because that's what they call it in some regions.
Mine would be a mustard seed faith and a world-class hog.
Huh. Now. Huh. Okay.
Move mountains.
I was just, okay.
With which?
Exactly.
I have faith in my hog.
And Travis's was eggs and blood and can do attitude because he didn't want to play.
Okay, do you want to hear mine?
No, you did yours. You decided you didn't want to play, and now you get
I
to
said
sit.
Mine
no,
before
you,
that it was blood sit, and bones.
You stay in the dugout because you didn't want to play. And the coach put me in Justin, and we're out here fucking swinging, smashing homers.
Well, if you want to make a Travis, then you need some tea for tasty. And you need some R for ravishing.
The game's already over. He's still running around the bases.
And you need some A for ass.
He's still
and you
running
need some
bases.
V for virginity now. And you need some I for indecent.
Long ago,
and
somebody
you need some
left
S for
with the cup.
Sexy.
And he's still going around.
And then you need some M for for mascarpone.
And mascarpone. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we return to you here just after the music, we'll be talking about some beloved sponsors. So get there for that.
Squarespace. It's time, my friends. Time for the uprising. You've been doing too much in the meat space, and it's time to do it. In the Squarespace, you're going to build a website, not just any website, a beautiful website that stands out and changes the world. It's time to disrupt. It's time to showcase your work, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, and more. And what's that and more? Whatever you can dream. You can dream it. You can do it with beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything optimized for mobile right out of the box. Analytics that help you grow in real time, free and secure hosting, and nothing to patch or upgrade ever. You will not be stopped. You will always be moving forward. You will always be closing by going to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Conquer. conquer it all.
You got me ready to, like, overthrow the fucking economy and government.
Yeah, dude, let's disrupt.
Nothing, all the other stuff that has happened until now that has been so bad.
Yeah.
That wasn't, this was the domino. This was this the was V for it. Vendetta. You knocked that shit right over.
That's right. Can you imagine if V and V for Vendetta was like, yes, we have to stop all of this horrible stuff. And also, look at the website I created. It's got photos of all my travels, and some of the pages are password now, protected.
And now, Natalie Portman, check this out. Click. Hey, Stitch Fix also.
The government tried to shut down my hamster dance. But they can't stop the signal. Wait, isn't that from Serenity? I love that movie.
Great flick. Stitch Fix is here to give us boxes of clothes so we don't go to clothes store and we bring the clothes store to us, except it's not even like that because you have a personal stylist who you give a little profile for and they will figure out what clothes are going to look really good. All these boxes are personalized just for you and your color, styles, and budget. And you get nice looking clothes, and you pay a $20 styling fee for each fix that is sent your way, which is credited towards anything you keep. And you can schedule it for any time. You can change your schedule whenever you want. I have been getting them every month, but I don't leave the house anymore, so I've bumped it back to once every 2 months, and it's no big deal. It's real fucking easy. There's no subscription required. Shipping, returns, and exchanges are always easy and free. You only pay for what you keep. And you can get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. One last time, stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we host
Round Springfield.
Round Springfield is a new Simpsons podcast that is Simpsons adjacent. Mm-hmm. In its topic, we talk to Simpsons writers, directors, voiceover actors, you name it, about non-Simpsons things that they've done because, surprise, they're all extremely talented.
Absolutely. For example, David X. Cohen worked on The Simpsons, but then created a little show called Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
That's our very first episode. So tune in for stuff like that with Yardley Smith, with Tim Long, with different writers and voice actors. It's going to be so much fun. And we are every other week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want a munch.
Squaw.
I want to munch.
Squaw.
Welcome to Munch Squad, it's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I am so excited because America has decided to pretend that coronavirus does not exist. And as a result, our fast food chains are beginning to awaken from their great slumber for new creations, new ideas, fresh thinking. And who does fresh better than Chipotle?
Oh, is that rhetorical or is that a real question?
No, I mean, there's. I mean, if you would have said like a Hardee's, I would have given you some shit. But I feel like Chipotle is middle of the pack.
You're thinking fresh? You're thinking Chipotle?
They did the fucking Fiona Apple commercial.
Yeah. Well, this one is new, and Chipotle is launching the Tony Hawk burrito.
Huh.
Fresh as hell.
Chipotle Mexican Grill on Monday. This one's fucking fresh.
Wow, off
the box.
Jesus.
Came out today. The Chipotle Mexican Grill on Monday announces teaming up with skating legend and brand superfan Tony Hawk.
Oh, boy.
To offer his go-to Chipotle order exclusively on the Chipotle app and Chipotle.com.
Wait, can I guess?
Guess what his go-to order is? Sure,
It's just an empty burrito that he later puts a cold hot dog in. Is that it?
No, you're very close.
Can I do a guess?
Yeah, do a fun guess.
It's a big burrito. He sticks four wheels on. They ride.
Starting today, the first 2,000 fat
Wait, let Griffin finish. Let Griffin finish. What's he do, Griffin?
He rides it like a skateboard.
Okay. Starting today, the first 2,000
And the wheels are tomatoes?
No, they're wheels.
Oh,
I feel like I might be able to, if I act fast, I might be able to be among the first 2,000. And you guys are clearly doing your own thing. Someone's just trying,
Just try to get this burrito real quick. The Tony Hawk, the first 2,000 fans who ordered the Tony Hawk burrito made with brown rice, black beans, chicken, tomatillo red chili salsa, pink trucks from a skateboard, and guacamole will get access to the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 warehouse demo for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, or PC.
What a weird coincidence that like that this would like his brand super fanship would coincide with like a new Tony Hawk like video game experience.
Yeah, it is very weird. You're absolutely right, Travis. This is one of the stranger occurrences we've seen in our time. Those two have dovetailed magnificently together. Chipotle's. I already said that on August 14th at 11 a.m. PT. Anderson will direct a new motion picture starring, at Pacific time. The launch will culminate in a two-hour live stream from Chipotle's Twitch page that they have featuring Tony Hawk, fellow skateboarder Jagger Eaton, actor Finn Wolfhard.
Fuck yeah!
What? A sentient burrito. Mick Jagger. Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
All eating burritos slowly.
Still living Elvis Presley. Now dead Elvis Costello. That's right. He'll be dead by August 14th, folks. It's just those first three. They're going to be playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 warehouse demo, and they're going to be giving out up to 5,000 free burritos to viewers throughout the stream. Now, it says they're going to give out up to 5,000 free burritos. I do like the reality where they're like, we've given away 4,000 of these bad boys. The next 1,000 are coming home with us. Hi, it's me, Finn Wolfhard. Oh, no, not again. Yeah, anyway, I want 30 burritos delivered to my home, and the cost on that will be, let me stop you right there. It's zero. This first of its kind menu integration gives our fans a chance to eat like the greatest skater of all time and get access to the demo for one of the summer's most anticipated video game releases, says Chris Brandt, chief marketing officer. Real athletes need real food. And Chipotle is excited to continue being part of Sony's training routine, whether it's competing at the skate park or in a video game.
Hey, this isn't the first time somebody has sold a food item because a celebrity liked it at their store, right? Like, that's people have been doing that for, let me check, all of the time of restaurants.
Yeah, but it's this one's Tony Hawk.
Oh.
And it's a burrito. I just want to step in here very briefly. I know that Tony Hawk's body, the body of Anthony Frank Hawk.
Yeah.
The Birdman's body and my body have several chemical and physical differences. We can all agree on this, right? Yes. This is granted. This is settled law.
Yeah.
The man is 52 years old. Yeah. And if I were to make a list of things he felt like doing after pounding a burrito, I can almost guarantee you skateboarding would be extremely low on the list. Tony Hawk has been a Chipotle celebrity card holder. The fuck that mean? It's an exclusive membership tier afforded to famous friends of the brand that grants recipients free meals and catering since 2013.
Holy shit.
What? Did you guys hear this?
Wait, yeah, I'm hearing it now, baby.
Are you hearing this?
I'm hearing it now, baby.
Tony Hawk has been a Chipotle celebrity card holder, an exclusive membership tier afforded to famous friends of the brand that grant recipients free meals and catering since 2013.
Hey, Chipotle, I was just kidding. I love you. Chipotle?
I love
Chipotle.
Yeah,
I take it all fucking back.
I was just joking. You're great. And I've always been a fan. And Justin and Griffin have never loved you like I love you.
Chipotle burritos are a favorite way to refuel after long skate sessions, adds me. No, it's Tony Hawk. It's a blast to see the enthusiasm for Chipotle, skating, and video games continue to grow and inspire a new generation of, presumably, burrito eaters. Whether you're a veteran THPS player or new to the game, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 TM has something for everyone.
And also, the burritos. Still
the burritos. Chipotle has amassed around 27,000 followers on Twitch. like finales for the Chipotle Challenger Series, the brand's marquee esports tournament that allows amateur gamers to compete against gaming stars and celebrities, have been live streamed on Chipotle's Twitch, along with exclusive musical performances. Aye, it's me, Mick Jagger. What an honor it is. What an honor it is to be playing on the Chipotle Twitch channel. Start me up. The first 2,000 account holders to order the Tony Hawk burrito on the Chipotle mobile app or at order.chipotle.com will receive a code to the email associated with the account, allowing the recipient to access a demo version of the relaunch of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater TM1, TM2, TM video game ESRB rated T for Team.
Cool. I think they do a cuss in Superman by Goldfinger, so that's why it's not E for everyone.
Here's the problem. I want to order this to get the code.
I want to play the game.
I don't want to go pick up a burrito. Mm-hmm, no. I'm recording a podcast, and I really don't want my wife to answer the door, and a man in a mask says, here's Tony Hawk's burrito.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be hard for her to parse.
Unless it is the Birdman himself.
Or maybe a Birdman's hand.
Squid! What? Enjoy your remastered skateboarding game.
My wife is a big fan of Michael Keaton, yeah. So she might enjoy that, actually.
It's
a joke.
No, the movie had him in it.
Yeah, it's just a fun... Yeah,
it's just a fun goof that Justin's doing.
It's just a goof. I recently decided to shed my hoarder lifestyle and embrace a more minimalistic approach. It's been going well so far. I threw away all my hats. One problem, though. What do I do with the yearbooks? I have one for each year, K-12, and I never look at them. Donating seems weird since it's such a weirdly personal item. My name is usually pinned with the inside cover, messages from classmates, etc. But it also seems wrong to just throw them away. Am I doomed to carry them forever? That's from Yearbook Yeater.
I mean, you could keep them in your basement in Chicago, and then a fateful flood will take care of them for you like I did. That fateful flood, boy, I was traveling around with a huge cardboard box full of keepsakes, and then I had two paper Trader Joe's bags full of things like yearbooks and the like. And that great flood, the great flood of 2010 done took care of most of them for me, so... and it was rough for a while. I still get sad to think about the things that I lost in there. But whenever I move, wicked easy, wicked fast.
That is, so I think that the yearbooks fall under the category of like things that you keep because you convince yourself that someday someone else will want to know that thing about you. That like, you know, I think about this now with two kids that hypothetically someday my kids will be in like high school and they're like, I want to see daddy in high school. But let's be honest, that's not going to happen. I'm going to keep them long enough to show them to them, and then they're going to be like, okay, I don't care. We're all flying around in, like, jetpacks and, like, hover dogs now and shit. Like, what do I give two shits about the fact that you were in some club in high school?
Yeah.
And so now it's just like, well, now I've lugged this around, like, forever. Hey, what if we, and I'm just going to throw this out, and I'm going to disrupt the whole yearbook industry.
Well, careful, Travis. Are you thinking about what that would do?
Digital yearbooks. God.
Whoa.
That's it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I imagine they're already doing that.
Oh.
Probably. It seems like it's happening already. I would.
Well, but if not, TM, TM, TM.
Justin's got that cloud tech. That's on the next level.
I actually don't have any cloud tech. I'm sorry.
No, Justin. Justin's.
Yeah, that's, I heard you. I just don't have any cloud.
Not Justin.
It's Justin and Travis and Graffin.
My brother and Ma.
Justin.
Flood notwithstanding, I a couple times had to pare down my like collection of keepsakes because I feel like there is a, I feel like actually the yearbook is one of the best sort of nostalgia per square inch that you can possibly like keep around, right? Like if you're going to toss all your other keepsakes or whatever, I feel like the yearbook is literally a bunch of literal paper thin old nostalgia drops. And I kind of the few that survived that fateful flood, I have like enjoyed looking back on like every 2 years or so.
Could you go through and just remove the pages that have nothing to do with you?
That's great.
And then combine all of them, all your yearbooks, into one long, like, school book.
Yeah.
That includes all the years, but only the ones that pertain to you. Because
streamline it.
Yeah, like if you're, you know, if you're in 12th grade, do you care about the kids who are in 9th grade? No. No, you don't know them. Cut them out.
You can go through all your photos and photo albums too and just like tear apart the ones that you're not like really a featured player in. Yeah. And then go through all the books you own.
Yeah.
And if the author wasn't nice enough to include you in that book, gonzos. Why would I read a book I'm not in?
Maybe you go through your yearbook, you touch each kid's face, and you think, does this face spark joy in me? And if not, you burn it out with a cigarette. You
know? One by one. It's totally normal.
It's just a totally cool thing to do that everyone does. And you mark your name off a big list.
You don't burn each photo twice over the eyes. That would be fucking wild. One cigarette burn in the middle of the face, and then you move on.
Now, you will want to check and make sure the kid behind that kid on the other page you also don't like. That is the one thing.
Can I change the subject briefly?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the shit that drives me crazy, is these brands put out these deals, and then they're like, if you actually try to do it, you can't. It's like they don't ever expect you to actually do the dumb thing they said to do, right? So I go to order.chipotle.com or whatever the fuck, and I'm like, let me get that Tony Hawk burrito.
Right.
And it is not listed anywhere on the page. I know the ingredients of it. I'm wondering if it's like a code where I have to put in the right ingredients. You know what I mean? And then it'll just...
Didn't you say that they announced it today, but the press release said August 14th?
No, that's when it culminates with Finn Wolfhard playing Tony Hawk against Tony Hawk.
Oh, right.
Death.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to try. Yeah. I'm going to try. If you guys are okay with this, we don't normally do this, but I'm going to try to call my local Chipotle.
Okay, but don't put him on speaker.
I'm not going to put him on speakerphone. I'm just going to call my local Chipotle.
Okay.
And you guys will just hear my part of it.
Okay.
So I'm not, you won't hear them.
Justin's really good on the phone. I wish I was as good as Justin on the phone.
Please don't take me out.
Okay.
So strong and confident voice.
There's a voicemail message.
If you're calling about the Tony Hawk burrito, press 9.
They're talking about the dining room precautions they've taken.
That's good. For people I like that.
Just can't help but eat inside Chipotle.
Yes.
Do you like extreme burrito experiences?
Yes.
Are you?
Do you like fresh, mostly fresh ingredients?
Were you fucking in Stranger Things?
Do you think you could totally pwn Tony Hawk in his own game?
Hey, Tony Hawk is doing a Chipotle promotion where if you order a special Tony Hawk burrito, you get a demo of the game. And they said you have to do it online. You have to be the first 2,000 people. So I feel like the clock's kind of ticking on me and I can't find a way to order the Tony Hawk burrito. Do you know anything about it? Or do I sound like an absolute lunatic to you right now? Yes, it's Justin. Hey, how's it going? I'm pretty good. Hold on. I'm recording our episode of My Brother, My Brother, Me right now. Can I put you on speaker real quick? Okay, great. Hold on 1 second. Okay, what was your name again, please?
It's Haley.
Haley, have you heard about this Tony Hawk burrito? Okay, I'm not making this up, and you knew me from sound, so I'm imagining you know I'm not making it up, too.
No, not at all.
No, this is a thing that's happening, but corporate has not communicated to you that this is a thing that is going on, correct?
No.
Okay, so don't you think it's kind of shitty to be like, no, I'm not going to ask you to say something Chipotle is doing is shitty because, like, that's your employer and I don't want to mess up your whole situation there. But,
shitty.
What?
No, it's really shitty.
You don't have, Haley, you don't have to take fucking swings at Chipotle for our benefit.
It's
okay, Haley, stop. Stop it. You're going to get yourself in trouble. I'm just saying that, I just think it kind of stinks. That Chipotle is doing this, and I would like to, if you hear, so, and you definitely have not heard anything about a Tony Hawk burrito, is that correct? Okay. Well, Chipotle, Haley, thank you so much. This is my brothers, Travis and Griffin. They're on the line too.
Hi.
You hear them.
Hi. Sorry, he just called you Chipotle Haley.
But, well, I mean, she's a Haley, I'm sorry if I get you in trouble with Chipotle. We can offer you a position in the McRib franchise if something like that happens, or maybe we can try to buy that Chipotle. Oh, Haley, do you know anything about the VIP membership that you can get at Chipotle if you're a celebrity? Tony Hawk has it, and I was just wondering if you had a form somewhere.
I don't have it, but I can ask.
Okay, that's okay. I don't want you to take up any more of your valuable time. Thank you so much, Haley. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right, have one. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, clearly Haley wasn't telling us everything.
No, I mean,
yeah. Haley is definitely holding out. We're all agreed on
I'm
this,
sorry,
right?
Haley,
this
I hate to put you on blast, but clearly Haley knows more than they're telling us.
I think Haley was busy either creating or eating or selling one of the last few Tony Hawk burritos, and she also definitely has gotten people into the VIP freebie club.
For sure.
But boy, we really can't do that anymore, huh? Especially you, Justin. Yeah. I feel like you cannot call local places anymore.
Oh, it's this guy.
Yeah. It's this fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
The fucking acapella guy warned me about you. You like to call fucking people on your podcast. Okay. Well, Haley,
I feel like
cool,
I could
least.
Do it. My voice is just so bland and ordinary that it's hard to even pick it out. You know what I mean?
Justin, are you doing okay? Because when she recognized who you were, I felt from, you know, however many thousand miles away from each other we are, like I felt your gonads go up in your body.
as a sort of fight or flight response. It was not good. It didn't feel good. I felt like I was caught doing something wrong.
And you were doing it.
No, I'm not. I just want to know if they heard about the Tony Hawk burrito.
Yeah. For sure.
Sure.
I forget what we were talking about, but I can't talk about anything else. I need to go lie down.
Yeah, this is quite a thing. Thank you so much to everybody for listening to our podcast. We love you very much. Thank you to Haley. We'll be checking in with you periodically to make sure. Oh, and by the way, Chipotle, obviously, if anything happens to Haley as a result of her participation in this, we are coming for you, and you will not enjoy it. This is not an idle threat.
We have a certain set of skills.
We have a certain set of skills. Hey, you know what? I can actually, in this exact situation, I can say with a straight face that I do have a particular set of skills that make me a nightmare for people like
you. If there's one thing the McRae brothers are known for, it's weaponizing our audience to annoy big corporations into letting us do stuff.
We've only used that power to create before. I am kind of curious what it would feel like to destroy.
Big news today, Chipotle was destroyed from the inside out by three weirdos.
All right. Oh, thanks again, by the way, for supporting us in the Max Fun Drive. It really is very kind of you, and we couldn't do this without you all, and we it's just very touching every year. Honestly, I keep waiting for the year when it's zero and everybody wises up, but thank God it wasn't this year.
There will come a point, right? Just law of averages. There will come a point when people are like, I think we've given enough.
We've done well here.
Thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use for our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Been going long and strong with that jam, keeping that wax spinning all summer long.
Griffin, do you have a final Yahoo for us?
I do. Thank you to Maximum Fun, by the way, for having us on the network. A few people sent this in. Thank you. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user, who I'm going to call Kelly, asks, in all caps, with many exclamation points and question marks, does kissing your cat count as a first kiss?
Oh, no.
It was an accident. It was an accidental kiss. That's what details say. I'm not going to read it.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.